Welcome to WSD Voice, a podcast focused on positive and informative news in Waterford School District. I am your host, Sarah Davis, the Director of Communications and Community Relations, and I am here with Waterford District Superintendent Scott Lindberg. In this episode, we're focusing on some of the amazing STEM robotics opportunities we have here in Waterford School District. In doing my research for this show, I was truly amazed at how many programs we have here. We won't have time to discuss all of them, but I hope we can give a little bit of an overview of what our STEM robotics offerings are here.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Sarah. To kick off this discussion, we are first going to talk with Ashley Prue, a third grade teacher, Schoolcraft Elementary, who is also a VexGo STEM Labs leader at the school. Ashley, thank you for being here with us today. Can you start us out by explaining what is VexGo STEM Lab and how does it run?
First off, thank you for having me today. And VexGo STEM Lab is a constructive system that introduces students to concepts of STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And then we explore those topics through hands-on and collaborative activities. Currently, Waterford School District is offering VexGo to all of 3rd through 5th grade students, and it's as an after-school club, and I host a session of VexGo during our summer of STEAM camp as well.
Yeah, that's great. After-school, having fun outside the classroom and hands-on. Can you give us an example of a recent project the group has participated in?
So yes, a good example of this was a collaboration project that a few groups joined in on. One student began the project by designing a soccer field obstacle course. This sparked a friendly challenge for a few of the other groups to build a robot that would enter the game as a soccer player. Every robot was vastly different because each group added their own elements of creativity to a simple robot. They were designing and adding the elements to give them an edge in the soccer game because they were all attempting to design the star soccer player. The students collaborate together so well. They create their designs, test their designs, and it's incredible to see them use a growth mindset throughout the activity. Even when their design ideas fail, they're happy to try something new. Every idea they have begins as a seed but blossoms as they make decisions to bring their ideas into fruition. It's humbling, honestly, to watch my students work together during every lab and tackle obstacles that they do not necessarily have one set solution for. I've noticed that every project involves creative problem solving to create something from their curious minds. In my opinion, these students are learning real world, authentic skill sets that are going to help them be successful in whatever path they choose for their future.
Yeah, that's great, Ashley. Competition, collaboration, real world problems, and actually learning how to recover from a failure, because that happens to us every day in
Absolutely.
The real world. So that's wonderful. In fact, Sarah, I think you recently visited Cooley Elementary, and you got some real-time footage of what it looks like to be in the VexGo STEM Lab Club. So let's take a look.
We are here today at Cooley Elementary with Tanya Cannon, who is the leader of the VexGo STEM Labs, as well as a fourth grade teacher here. So we are going to talk to you a little bit about the VexGo STEM. Can you talk to us about what led you to lead this team?
Well, last year I saw that they were bringing Vex Club to Waterford and to Cooley in particular, and I was really excited to be a part of it. My own kids have been part of Destination Imagination. My kids are grown now, but in high school. And I've seen firsthand all the benefits they get from problem solving and building and just learning in a fun environment. So I wanted to be a part of that here at Cooley.
So can you talk a little bit about how often you meet? What are some of the things that you do when you meet?
Yeah, we meet every Tuesday after school for about an hour and 15 minutes. And there's 8 sessions, and there's 2 sessions per year. So a lot of my kids like to join both sessions. Sometimes we get new kids that join the second session. And from last year to this year even, the number of kids joining, I don't know if it's word of mouth or what, but I see more and more kids joining.
So we want to start out by introducing some of our Cooley students here. If all of you could say your names and what grade you're in.
I'm Charlie Joplin Frontier Gower, and I'm in 3rd grade.
Okay. I'm Jewel Carter, and I'm in 4th grade.
I'm Isaac Lakatis, and I'm a 4th grade student.
Okay, excellent. So let's see, what are some things that you have learned from being part of the VexGo STEM Labs?
I learned how to create cool movement structures, and I like it because it's really, really cool watching them move.
Wonderful.
What are some of your favorite things about being on the team?
So some of my favorite things are like the building, and I also like I can kind of make new friends and stuff because there's some people who I don't really know here, and it's just fun to build the stuff and actually build like stuff that you can actually move around.
Okay, excellent. Great way to meet new friends. And what led you to join the team to start with?
I thought it would be a really fun experience to learn maybe like science things, and I wanted to learn more about how to build things and how things would work, and I am a very good planner, so I do like to do that as well.
Okay, wonderful. So using some of the skills that you already have in a different setting. So, all right, thanks to all of you for being on the podcast and letting us know how much fun it is to be in one of these clubs.
Looks like it was a lot of fun over there. How'd it go, Sarah?
It went really great. I had a wonderful time meeting with Tanya, as well as Charlie, Jewel, and Isaac. What I really picked up from going over there was that the students have a really strong say in how the activity goes, and they're encouraged to think the projects through for themselves. Ashley, have you found that to be true, doing the VEXCO STEM Lab?
Yeah, I completely agree. They really get to control their own experience because they explore the lab in a way that's interesting to them. So every session, every group can be working on their own lab or an extension of a previous lab. But the bottom line is they do have a lot of choice, and it helps them create their own accountability and pride in their projects with everything that they do.
Absolutely.
That's such an amazing opportunity for our kids, especially at the elementary level, to be asked to lead the discussion and to participate. Ashley, I know a few weeks ago you took some members of your club to Lansing for the Michigan Association for Computer Users and Learning Student Technology Showcase. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, of course. We were obviously very fortunate to even have had that experience. And myself and four of my students and their parents joined us down in Lansing. I had four students, and they all kind of just showed a different project. I had one student who a brother and sister team, who built a robot that could differentiate colors, so they built their own guessing game. I had one student that built a supercar with a crash course. Another student that created a logging robot that would log a field of trees and then use robotic arms that would come out and rake them all into one specific area. So it was really interesting to have them showcase all of the little different ideas that they had throughout our time together.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, sounds like a great experience. And I know we got a really nice Oakland Press article out of that, too, so made some headlines. So since VEXCO STEM Lab started here in the district about 2 years ago, we've had over 225 students get involved. And I recently learned that we plan to expand with an additional program that we're going to pilot at Schoolcraft this year called VEX 123. Can you talk about VEX 123 a little bit?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be part of VEX 123. Our first session actually was last week, so we're still kind of in the mix of it. But VEX 123 is really aimed towards our lower elementary students, and we're offering it to first and second graders. This program is an interactive and programmable robot that is really introducing the kids for their first step in computer science and coding. So the students begin their learning by using simple touch controls and sequencing to control their robot, but eventually they're going to be working on their Chromebooks to design more complex coding and using Scratch coding blocks.
Awesome. Well, VEXCO STEM Labs is an amazing project. I'm sure VEX 123 will go just as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing all of that, Ashley. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back with the second half of the show.
Hello, everyone. Scott Lindbergh here, superintendent of Waterford School District. Did you know that Waterford School District offers a comprehensive community education program? Community education classes provide enrichment and academic opportunities for children and adults who want to learn a new skill, explore an interest, or enrich their personal or professional lives. You will discover year-round programming for all interests throughout the fall, winter, spring, and summer. Check out what classes we offer, as well as register on our website under the Community Education tab at waterford.k12.mi.us.
Okay, and we are back next on the show here to talk about other STEM robotics opportunities in the district is Sarah Yates, a fifth grade teacher at Riverside by day, but also the Waterford School District's robotics coordinator. Sarah, welcome to the show. First, can you explain what WIRED is?
WIRED is our elementary and middle school competitive robotics program, and it focuses on cooperation-based skills, and they work with another team on the field to try and complete a task. We meet 1 to 2 times a week in the evenings, and they meet from August to May. And these teams are currently doing the VexIQ Challenge, and we compete on Fridays and Saturdays. If they qualify, we can earn a spot on the state, regional, or global team. And currently here in Waterford, we have somewhere between 75 and 100 students involved, and we've been around for 10 years.
Oh, that's great. WIRED, Waterford Initiative for Robotics Education and Development. I always like to remember that. So even more opportunities for elementary students and adding in our middle school now too. And you also oversee the programming for our FRC program, which is the first robotics competition, which I believe is for our high school students. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Our season is split into two parts. Our fall is our OCRA season, and that's when we compete in Oakland County. It's a simpler task. We built a roughly 100-pound robot, and the kids are learning how to use the tools and how to work with one another. In the winter, we go ahead and we do our FRC season, which is global. And in our global season, we have a more difficult task, and we can build up to 125 pounds. And what's cool about our FRC teams and our high school team in general is it's a combination of both Mott and Kettering in grades 9 through 12. We work on a lot of different skills. We're there over 20 hours a week building, and those skills include working as a team and communicating with others, and we also work on our engineering skills.
Sounds awesome. But between WIRED and FRC, that's a lot to keep afloat. How do you do it all?
We are lucky. Both have tremendous help. Our high school team is led by our head mentor, Spencer Pete, and he is with us for our fifth season. But both WIRED and FRC have a lot of parent support and community members that come and they volunteer their time. Some of them are teachers, some of them are parents, some of them come from the community because they have a background in this and would like to see students build their skills.
That's awesome that you have such a strong backbone of volunteers. We definitely can't do this stuff without people like Spencer or the parents, and that is for absolute certain. What are some of the interesting competitions that the FRC team or WIRED programs have participated in, or maybe some awards that they've recently won?
Our high school team this fall received the Spirit of the Competition Award, which is one that was granted to them for the way they carry themselves on the field and in competition. So that was one that we were very proud of, as it's hard to coach. The WIRED teams are close to winning awards. We're not quite there yet. Our middle school team was 1 point off from winning their last championship or competition.
Well, awesome. Congratulations. I mean, that Spirit of Competition Award, I think, in a lot of ways can be just as important as winning the actual competition. That says a lot about our students. So something to be proud of for sure. In fact, I myself wanted to witness these teams in action, so I recently stopped in at Kettering to talk with a couple members of the FRC team. Let's take a look.
So we are here at Kettering High School today with members of FRC Team 3098, and we're going to start by introducing ourselves. We have...
My name is Mia Schipano. I am a 10th grader at Kettering High School.
I'm Gavin Wagner, and I am a junior at Mott High School.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for both of you for joining us on the podcast. What led you, Mia, to join the team and be interested in robotics?
I just have a big interest in, like, building and working mechanical things, like the robots that we build.
Okay, awesome. Gavin?
I just like messing around with mechanical things and tinkering with all the little bits and parts.
Okay, perfect. Can both of you share what maybe your favorite project that you've done over the course of your robotics career has been?
I'd say the intake, because it was a big challenge for me, learning how to build it and fixing the things that didn't work the first time.
Probably this year's chassis design that we're building, because using skills from last year for building the chassis, I think we've got it pretty set on what we're doing. And also, I just like building the chassis and making the robot move. It's really fun to do.
Okay, awesome. And how do you think that participating in robotics programs here at Waterford has helped you for the future?
I'm pretty dead set on going to college for mechanical engineering, so this has helped a lot and also made a lot of friends here, and it's actually pretty fun here.
Yeah, and it's further helped me learn how to work with a team and how to, like, plan and, like, talk to people about specific designs.
Wonderful. So giving you additional skills that you can use inside but also outside of the classroom, it sounds like it'll help you out in the future. So good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Again, another great time getting out and visiting our schools here and getting to see what the students have to say about these programs and how they think they are personally impactful to them. Scott, any last words about our STEM robotics offerings here at Waterford School District?
Well, I'm just proud that we're able to offer all of these opportunities. Robotics and STEM, we're looking at opportunities that offer our students real-world problem-solving opportunities. They're complex, lifelong applications. What I like that's been mentioned, a growth mindset. And really, it's relationships with other students. After school, which we're talking about today, and other than the school hours. So you're building those relationships, building a growth mindset. We're really setting up kids to be successful in the future.
Absolutely. So that is about it for our podcast for today. Thank you, Sarah, for being here, but also for letting me come to Kettering and interview me and Gavin. Thank you, Ashley, for representing the VEXCO STEM Labs piece of this conversation, and good luck with the VEX 123 program. And last but not least, thank you to Tanya, Charlie, Jewel, and Isaac for also letting us visit Cooley. I want our listeners to be aware that VEXCO STEM Labs, Wired, and FRC are only some of the STEM robotics programming we have here at WSD. We also have a STEM Academy, a very comprehensive Girls Who Code program, and a Summer of STEAM offering during the summer. Information for each of these programs is shared under the Community Education tab on our district's website. This podcast is brought to you by Waterford School District's Department of School and Community Services and is produced by Video Production Coordinator Jane Tekelly. I am the host of this podcast, Sarah Davis, and you can find all episodes of WSD Voice on our website at waterford.k12.mi.us, or you can tune in to 89.5 WAHS or Radio Central Multicultural. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast, which is now available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and if you want to watch the recording on our WSD YouTube channel. We so appreciate you listening today and encourage you to continue to tune in to future episodes of WSD Voice as we discuss topics geared toward inspiring, educating, and empowering our students, staff, alumni, and community to thrive.